These two drawings represent two very different kinds of drawings and had two very different functions. The incredibly fresh, lively figure study of God the Father executed in black, red, and white chalk on blue paper. I think what's interesting is you're really seeing Battista Franco working out an idea, and it's a record of the artist's inventiveness. He's changing the pose of figure of God the Father. He's moved his pointing hand right to the right a little to balance the figure more. And he's animated this study with such incredible motion and energy. The drapery flutters behind it, these very vibrant strokes of chalk, the color, the incredible change of shadow and light that falls across the figure. All these things are devices used by the artist so that he can really animate it. And you can see that there's so much change in the drawing, that in so much activity, he's not sure where he's going to put the right elbow and the pointing gesture. The God the Father figure shown having a lot of force and power, and so this is through motion and animation, and you see that getting worked out here in this drawing. And then the pen and ink compositional sketch, just sort of working out the details of the altarpiece, showing Christ being baptized by Saint John the Baptist in the presence of two Franciscan saints. Because it's so highly finished and so carefully worked, one wonders if this was actually a modello of kind of contract drawing that the artist presented to the patron of the chapel. And if you quickly glance at the finished altarpiece that we have illustrated here, you'll see that so many changes were introduced that every figure was altered. For example, the group of kneeling angels was moved to the other side of Christ. Saint Bernardino, who appears on the left, assumes his more usual appearance in the altarpiece, where he's shown bearded and older, carrying a disc with the initials of Jesus, IHS. He's changed everything, so whether Battista Franco decided that he really needed to completely rework each figure, or if it was from the input of the patron, we'll never know.
Press the green button to learn more about the artist's travels. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.